Blog Talk Radio. Hi, this is Barbara. Welcome to the Recipe Box. We've got a lot of exciting things happening around here, so stay tuned. Hello, everyone. It is great to be back on the air with you. Thank you so much for joining me. It is February 2015. It is cold outside, but I'm going to be talking about planting your garden this year. So let's think about spring and summer and all the great things that we're going to be growing and cooking and eating this year. Before we get started, I want to say thank you so much for all of you who listen to the show in the archives and those who are reaching out to me on Twitter, again, at the Recipe Box, at the Recipe Box on Twitter. So reach out to me there, follow me, I'll follow you back, unless you're going to spam, and then I won't. I do have a Facebook page at the Recipe Box Show on Facebook. I don't do a lot of activity there, so I apologize for that. I'm going to get it cranked up again. I'm on Pinterest. You can follow me, Barbara Howard Phipps, if you'd like, but primarily I'm on Twitter following all these great foodie bloggers and other resources. If you did not have a chance, do check out the archives for my backyard chickens, the five things that I didn't think about when I first got started. If you're interested in starting a small flock of chickens, I think that is very helpful. And last week I talked about the kosher foodie bloggers that I follow and other websites and cookbook authors and so forth. So if you're interested, check out those recent archives. This is, of course, Black History Month. I'm going to be covering a few topics next week to highlight that. But again, this show is going to be about starting and planting your garden. I want to cover initially, or at the onset, just a little bit about seeds and starting seeds. When I talk to people who are having trouble or tried starting their own seeds and it failed and something happened, they ended up having to purchase their plants. I have no problem with purchasing transplants. I do that as well. But I find that I get a broader variety of plants when I can start my own seeds. And they seem to do better when they're growing here in my zone when I start them indoors. It just gives them a head start. So I ask you to try starting your own seeds. It's not as complicated as people think. The primary thing to consider, of course, is making sure if you save seeds from last year, make sure that they're going to germinate. And to do a quick test, all I do is take like a paper towel, dip it in a little water. It doesn't have to be soaking wet, but just moist. Take some seeds, put them inside of a Ziploc bag with that wet paper towel or moist paper towel, and zip it up and let it sit for a couple of days. And if it sprouts and you've got good seeds, you know, go ahead and use those. I'll mention also the sources for the seeds that I purchase. I always buy online through Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. They're awesome. They're just great people, and they are all open pollinated, non-GMO, non-hybrid, non-treated, non-patented, your old-fashioned way to grow seeds into plants, into food. And also territorial seed. Those are the two sources that I use when I'm purchasing my seeds. I'll also mention it's called the Safe Seed Initiative. And if you're going to purchase seeds, I recommend purchasing from suppliers who have made that pledge. If you're not familiar with it, their website is gene-watch, G-E-N-E, hyphen, the little dash, watch.org. And that link will redirect you over to the website for the Council for Responsible Genetics. And it was created back in 1999. It's called the Safe Seed Pledge, and it connects non-GMO, the non-genetically modified seed sellers and distributors and traders with gardeners and farmers who don't want to buy GMO seeds, basically. So these companies have taken the pledge that they do not knowingly buy, sell, or trade genetically engineered seeds. And they make that commitment, and you'll see that on their website that they've made that pledge. So I'll get off my soapbox about that, but I just wanted to mention that that is something to consider, of course, when you're growing your food. Now back to starting your seeds. The main thing to consider is temperature. You want to have enough of a heat source that it keeps the soil warm for the seeds to germinate. So you don't have to be concerned so much about how much sunlight is coming in as much as you have to be concerned about the temperature. So for those of my friends who have started their seeds near their windowsill in the winter, understand that you've got the cold air coming from the window along that cold glass. And so even though you have daylight coming through, you have a cold temperature coming from the window. So the main thing is keeping the seed bed warm. And you can do that with, I'm not recommending that you have to purchase a heat mat, but those are things that are available if you want to buy one of the little mats that is almost like a heating pad but sits underneath the tray where you start your seeds. Or you can just put a lamp close down, you know, low enough to the soil top, the top of the soil to heat that. And as they start to grow and germinate, you want to move the lamp up a little higher and a little higher. Here's the other thing that I've found with my friends is as they're starting their seeds, they start to be spindly. You know, the stems become long and just a couple of leaves, and they fall over and they're no good. Well, it's not that they're no good, but they don't do as well. If they're tomato plants, it's not such a big deal because you can plant your starters very deep into the soil. So you can plant the stem very deeply into the soil when it goes outdoors. But for your other plants, here's the tip on that. When they're long and stringy like that, they're searching for light. So you want to keep your light source low, close to the soil, a couple of inches, maybe 4 or 5 inches above, and then above the plant, and then continue to move the light source higher and higher as they continue to grow. So don't start your light source way too high when you're starting your seeds, because then they'll stretch and stretch and you'll have that long, stringy stem. Okay, so I don't want to spend a lot of time on that, but I just want to mention those two tips because those are the things that I hear people have trouble with primarily when they're starting their seeds. So I've quickly covered the Safe Seed Pledge, two sources where you can get great seeds. Of course, if you have a local nursery, check with them because they're going to be plants that you know will grow well in your zone where you're located. Now, I'm in Ohio, and so it's cold here, and we don't have that great tropical weather. But this year, I am planning to try some really, really interesting things in my garden. And so we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to cover some of these things that I'm going to try, and then I'll keep you updated throughout the year to let you know how I'm doing. So when I'm planning for my garden, I always try to think of a project or something that kind of stretches the boundaries, and I think you'll be interested, and maybe you'll try them too. So let's take a quick break. You'll listen to a couple of quick commercials from my sponsors, and then we'll come right back. Thanks.
Ladies, looking for bath and body care products that actually work and smell good too? SmellGoodSpa.com has what you need. Smell Good Spa handcrafts products for the woman who loves to live good, feel good, and smell good wholesomely. Visit SmellGoodSpa.com today to pick up something wholesome for yourself and your entire family. Live good, feel good, smell good. SmellGoodSpa.com.
Are you looking for great gifts for friends or family? At BlackHeritageGifts.com, we offer unique games and gift items featuring images of our Black culture from around the world. The Black Heritage Gifts online store is where you can select from a variety of products such as clothing, puzzles, greeting cards, cell phone and tablet covers, tote bags, backpacks, coffee mugs, and more. We offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on all products, and most items ship within 24 hours after you place your order. Visit BlackHeritageGifts.com today. New products are added regularly, so check back often and tell your friends about BlackHeritageGifts.com.
Alrighty, so let's talk about some of the things that I'm going to try this year. Something that really intrigued me was an oil press, having my own oil press to create cooking oils here in my home. I don't know why that was fascinating to me. I guess because I've never done that before. I've never seen anyone do that. I've never known anyone that did that. So I'm going to try it. And because of that, I also want to grow my own seeds. So this year I'm going to be growing a lot of sunflowers, and I'm going to pick something that's going to have a high oil content, like black oil sunflower seeds. I think they're at about 45%. They're going to be great for a couple of things. Number one, it's going to provide shade for some areas of the garden, and I need that for some of the things that I'm going to grow, because I always grow my own lettuces and leafy greens, and so I need some shade for that. And it's going to attract pollinators, and of course the birds are going to come. But sunflowers are at the top of my list this year, because I'm going to try pressing my own cooking oil, and I'll let you know how I do. If you want to do something like that, you can not only grow sunflowers, but also pumpkins for the pumpkin seeds, flax seeds, other types of nuts, if you can grow walnuts, they're, you know, at the top of the list. So I'm growing sunflowers. Maybe I'll grow pumpkins, because the chickens love pumpkins as well. So that's number one. The second thing I'm going to try this year is growing my own ginger. And again, I'm in Ohio, so I don't have that beautiful sunshine year round. So I'm going to try it indoors. You can grow it as, if you're not familiar, you know, of course, ginger is a rhizome, which is basically a stem that grows underground. So I'm going to try this indoors, and I'll also try it in the spring and summer, but I'm going to really go for it. Ginger, of course, is a great flavoring agent. You can dry it, you know, candy the ginger. You can use it in teas. It's effective in treating nausea, dizziness, menstrual and arthritis pain. So ginger is a good one. And this way, if you grow it yourself, you know that it's going to be fresh and chemical-free. So ginger. Turmeric. And if you haven't been reading about turmeric, you will. And let me spell it, T-U-M-E-R-I-C. T-U-M-E-R-I-C. It has a compound in it that is effective at treating osteoarthritis, upset stomachs, and they're also researching how it can possibly treat Alzheimer's. Now, I am not a doctor. I am not a physician. Do not take medical advice from me. I'm just telling you what's being reported out there. So I'm going to try it. So I'm going to try growing it. Again, turmeric is a rhizome. It's going to flower. It's going to grow. The flowers are going to die back and so forth. And eventually, when that period is done, you're going to dig up the rhizomes. You're going to boil them, peel off the skins, dry them out, and so forth. And you can break them into pieces, or you can grind them into a powder. So I'm going to go for it. I'm going to continue to do my research on it. Try it out. It's a flavoring agent. I won't spend a lot of time on that. Read about turmeric. I think you might want to try it. If you don't want to grow it, definitely go out and purchase it in the spice section of the store or at your local markets. Cinnamon is another one. Now, cinnamon grows, it's a bark. Of course, you're all familiar with that. It's something that I'm going to have to grow indoors as well, because I live in a place where we have a very short growing season, so we've got to jump on it when we have a chance or grow things indoors. So you can grow this as long as your indoor temperature is at least 60 degrees. It's great in zone 10 if you can protect it from frost and so forth. But you can grow it in a potting mix indoors into a small shrub, so to speak. And so I'm going to go with it. I'm going to go for cinnamon this year. You can try it and let me know how you do. Now, the last one I'm going to mention is another one that is grown in subtropical areas in Africa and India and so forth. It's moringa. And you probably have heard of moringa. It's M-O-R-I-N-G-A. It's very fast growing. It grows into a tree, but you can prune it back to keep it small and shrub-like. It is highly nutritious. The leaves are highly nutritious. They use it to treat malnutrition in a lot of the countries in Africa and in areas of India. It's a great food source. There's a lot of research out there about it. It is just packed with minerals. It's also a great protein source for people who are vegetarians and vegans. It has 90 different nutrients, 18 amino acids. It's just a phenomenal plant. They grow it for the leaves. They also use the stems and the seed pods. But I'm going to focus on growing the leaves, drying them, and grinding them into powder or making a tea from the leaves. So that's going to be my plan this year. Yeah, I know it's aggressive. I know it's kind of out there. But why not, right? So let me know what you're growing this year. I hope that I gave you some things to think about. I plant with the ideas of trying something new, trying something that's going to be more helpful, easy to use in the kitchen, and that my chickens will enjoy as well. So along with the usual tomatoes, basil, lettuces, peppers, all your standard stuff, try something exciting. Try something different. Try something that's going to be a challenge. And so that's what I'm going to go for. I'll let you know how I do later in the year. Stay tuned. I will talk about my favorite tomato varieties and some other things. And I will talk to you again next week. Thanks so much. You have a great day. And thanks again for listening. Bye-bye.